rebels in the Central African Republic say they've halted their advances on the capital and agreed to start peace talks. However, the Salaka rebels say they might insist on the removal of President Francois Bozize in the negotiations. The group accuses Bozize, who used military force to seize power himself in 2003, of reneging on a previous peace deal and cracking down on dissidents. Earlier, Bozize pledged not to run for a third term in presidential elections and said he was ready to share power with rebel leaders. Residents living in the capital say the rebellion has brought their lives to a standstill and they are living in fear.
We're really fed up with all these problems going on here. Everybody here in Damara has gone into the bush. Even our wives, our children are in the bush. Like that, the hospitals are not working, nothing. There's nothing, just suffering.
Both the United States and France, the former colonial power, have rejected a plea by the government for help to defeat the rebels. However, the Central African Economic Group members, including Congo and Cameroon, sent hundreds of troops to reinforce the CAR's army since last month. 239 Chinese nationals living in the country have been evacuated as the rebels closed in on the capital Bangui after a three-week onslaught. The country has faced political unrest since independence from France in 1960, including numerous attempted coups.